drasha for Vayakel Tekudei HaKodesh, Tavshin Samach Tes. Torah tells us that the Nisim originally said that we'll wait and see what the rest of Klal Yisrael brings as their donations for the Mishkan, and whatever they don't bring, we will make up the deficit. Because of that, they were punished, and a Yud was left out of their name, even though, in the end, they in fact brought very valuable contributions. They brought all of the precious stones for the Ephod and the Choshen, and they brought the oil for the menorah and the Shemen HaMishcha, and they brought the Besamim, the incense for the Ketores, and for the Shemen HaMishcha, for the anointing oil. So what exactly was their problem? Explain the past that the order of the command of the Mishkan seems to be inverted. God first says, give me an offering, we need materials, and only afterwards does he designate what those materials are going to be used for. Where what would seem to be logical is to say we have a project, we want to build a Mishkan, and now we need materials. We've explained that the way to bring God's presence in the world is not to build a place for God's presence to be, but to be able first to take the physical world and elevate it to the spiritual. And when man is able to take those materials, the material world, and elevate it, then he can create a place where God's presence will be. And that is the idea of a truma. Truma means to raise up, to take the physical things and then raise them up to God. And it says also that a person who does that has to be a nediv leif. He has to have a heart that brings him to be munificent. And the soul libo, his heart, has to raise him up. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim says that in order for a person to be able to do things spiritual and to act in a spiritual way, he has to overcome the heaviness of his material physical side. That's the concept of Zrizus. Zrizus is where a person pushes himself to function quickly and without hesitation and takes away the inertia that's caused by the physical material world that drags him down. And there's two kinds of Zrizus. There's a Zrizus in getting started, not delaying in getting started, because if you delay, then the physical material is going to impede you and deter you and hold you back. And that's what it says, mitzvah habo liyodcha al tachmitzena, a mitzvah that comes to your hand. Do not let it become chametz. Do not let it become blemished by the delay, because it may stop you from doing it altogether, or it may make you do it in a way that is not totally l'shem shamayim or with all of the perfection of the mitzvah. And then there's also to do it quickly as you do it, and that shows your love for the mitzvah. It shows your being able to be a spiritual person who functions like an angel, who does everything bezrizus, everything is done quickly and with tremendous desire. So the yidvenu libo, the fact that a person's heart offers him to start things quickly, and the soul libo in his heart is elevated. He becomes more spiritual like an angel, and he does things quickly. The Alshich says that really, when it comes to the physical things and material things in this world, they're not ours. God is the one who created them and gave them to us. So we really are not donating anything physical and material. What is a person donating? His heart, his will. And he brings the things to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He elevates them and decides to give them towards spiritual purposes. That's what a person's nedava is. And therefore, the Chidah says that, in fact, the more desire a person has, the more God gives him the ability to have the material things to be able to give. And that's what it means, Ritzon Yirei of Yaseh. The Rabbanu Shalom permits the tzaddik to do what he wants to do because the want and the will create the wherewithal that God provides for him to be able to carry through that want and that will. That's why it says they brought the nedava for the Mishkan, baboker, baboker, has two meanings. One is they brought it early in the morning, bokro shel boker, early. They didn't delay. And secondly, they did it constantly with tremendous will, and they brought and brought and brought until they were told to stop bringing. They didn't bring only to fulfill the purpose. They brought because they wanted to elevate everything towards a more spiritual purpose, towards the Rabbanu Shalom. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Mayofu Pamayich Bano Olim Bas Nodiv, how beautiful are your footsteps in your shoes, the daughter of the munificent one, Bas Nodiv. The Gemara comments, Mayofu Pamayich Bano Olim, how beautiful are your footsteps in your shoes when you come Aliyah L'Regel, when you come up three times a year, Aliyah L'Regel, Bas Nodiv, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who was the first Ger. Now the idea being, they come in the shoes, they come quickly, and come Aliyah L'Regel, they ascend. All of the physical, material things which are represented by the foot are elevated to Kedusha during a Yontif. They take time, and they elevate that time, that the Nitzas are no longer under the rule of time. This world, as Einstein said, is three dimensions of matter, and then there's also a fourth dimension of time. And all those things limit a person and make him heavy and not be able to be a spiritual person. A person therefore has to break the limitations of his physical, material side and raise himself up and raise himself above time and the limitations of time also. So a person comes, Aliyah L'Regel, comes in his shoes quickly to the Beis HaMikdash, and he got that power, Bas Nadiv, that tremendous power of wanting to offer himself to the Rabbanu Shalom, like Avraham Avinu did when he converted and broke the limitations of his physical, non-Jewish, material, physical side and transformed it into something Jewish. And therefore, Avraham Avinu is the source of Zrizus. We learn Zrizim, Makdim L'Mitzvahs, from Avraham Avinu. And therefore, there's a connection between the Sedra and the Mafter, Parshas HaChodesh. The first mitzvah we had was sanctifying time, of raising ourselves above time, where we sanctify time and time doesn't limit and deter us. And the Maral says that that's the concept of Zrizus, that mitzvahs are not limited by time, they're beyond time. They are not limited and in a negative way by time. And that's what Olam Hazeh is. Olam Hazeh is material, the three dimensions of the material world and time, and a person has to be able to elevate them and free himself from the inertia of time and place and materialism and go beyond that towards the spiritual. Now, the sin of the Nesiim was that they weren't Zrizim. They said, we'll wait, and we'll fulfill the mitzvah later, and see what's missing. That also involved making cheshbonos. They had all different kinds of reasons why to delay. But if a person has a tremendous desire to do the mitzvah, he doesn't think. He doesn't make up cheshbonos and reasons or whatever. He just does. Just like a malach. Oseh devaro. Naaseh v'nishma. First do. Your spirit pushes you. Right? And there's nothing to think about. Do it quickly. Or the what's it called? And therefore, the Nesiim have a yud left out of their name. Why? Either because they were missing that holiness. The yud represents the yud of God's name, which represents holiness. The Kli Yoker says it represents anava, humility. Because only when a person considers himself and his physical being, and he's about gaiva, he raises himself up like the chametz, then he is deterred But when he lets his spirit, the inner Kedusha, guide him and push him, so then he's a person who is not concerned about his ego, and he's a humble person. Or it says that the Nesiim, without a Yud, hints to the fact that it's the clouds that brought the materials that the Nesiim brought, and they brought it from the cloud. The clouds deposited it with their mon, and they brought it. The idea being the following. What did the Nesiim in the end bring? The stones. Stone is a sign of material, physical. But the stone, the whole purpose of that stone was to be a base for the names of the Jewish people, which is the essence, the spiritual essence. So they were taught that what was left for them to bring taught them the lesson that you have to supersede and go beyond your physical, material limitations and push yourself. You have to be a Zoris. You can't wait. The names are what the stones are a purpose for, not that the stone itself is the main thing. The same thing goes with the oil. The oil is used to bring that spiritual flame. It's a base for the spiritual flame. The same thing with the besamim. They are something that is burnt and has an effect on the neshama. The neshama enjoys the aroma that comes from those burnt besamim. And the Shemen HaMishcha was oil that brought out the Kedusha. The Nesiim failed to realize that the physical has to be subservient to the spiritual and can't deter it. And therefore a person has to be a Zoriz. He has to act quickly and let his spirit move him like a cloud. So it's the clouds, the spiritual, that brought the physical things. The spiritual moves the physical and not the opposite. That's the idea of Zrizus. And therefore, the Anonim, the Nesiim, which is means the clouds, brought these physical things to the Nesiim, and it's written without a Yud to imply that. Or the idea is that with the Yud, Nesiim means they're the ones who carry. Without the Yud, it can be read Nisoyim, they're the ones being carried. Instead of the Nesiim carrying themselves and carrying Klal Yisrael, right, by being Zrizim, they were the ones who were the schleppers in the end. Or it could be, the way Rashi brings down, there were 13 different materials for the Mishkan. And if you calculate them in a certain way, three of those materials were the ones that the Nesiim brought. The stones, the oil, and the incense. Three different materials, which left 10 materials that they didn't bring, so the number 10, the Yud, is left out of their name. The Chafetz Chaim points out the fact that they weren't Zrizim means that they didn't do it together with the rest of the Jewish people. They were ended up being the schleppers in the end, but they didn't have that mile of bringing it together with the Jewish people. So it could be, for that reason, a Yud is left out. The Yud is the symbol of the Tzibur, the community, a minion. And they lost that ability to do it together with everybody else by being the schleppers in the end. So basically, the bottom line is we're getting ready for Pesach, and Parshas HaChodesh speaks about the mitzvah of matzah, and matzah represents Zrizus. You have to do it quickly. You have to do it quickly to start the process and to continue the process. Matzah itself represents the Zrizus, and that's how we left Egypt, with Zrizus, the Chipazon. We left quickly because we had to awaken our spiritual side and make our physical side subservient to the spiritual and not the opposite, where the spiritual is subservient to the physical and held back by the inertia and the heaviness of the physical material world. That was the ability to be able to have that Zrizus and to elevate the physical world and elevate those materials, the ingredients, the building blocks of the Mishkan, and then God's presence automatically filled a Mishkan where people brought out their spiritual side, brought themselves closer to God, and Mamela, God became closer to us.